You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I do want to talk about this story that's popping up in the news. And it's funny because this kind of popped into my world about a month ago, and I've been sitting on it. I just didn't know if it was something we should talk about on the show because it involves kids and potential like body issues and things like that. But now it is popping in the news, couple news stories floating around. I posted one on our Facebook page about school photos. And I think, you know, parents, you know what I'm talking about. You get that little flyer that comes home and you look at it and you pick out, you know, your 4 8x10s and your 20 wallets to send to friends and family. And it's the yearly school picture that we've all received for years and years and years, Dom. You know, mine are still up at my parents' house. But now the one that came home for my kiddos, we started skimming it and looking it over. And now there's multiple additional boxes that you can start checking besides the size of the photos. Some of these boxes include teeth whitening, skin tone evening, and blemish removal. So now when your goofy little kids go in to get their pictures, they can checkmark these boxes and have their teeth whitened on and have all their little freckles removed. All the cute stuff, basically, taken off of their school photos. So when they come home a month later, they're like perfect. They're like little supermodels. And there's a lot of before and after pictures online right now of these kids that, you know, these boxes have been checked for a price. I mean, you're paying for these things. And I don't like it personally. Nick-Nack and I were both like, what? Who is checking these boxes?
Oh, I'll bet half of America does.
You're probably right with all the Instagram filters and everything floating around.
There's the, what do they call that one? The beauty filter?
The softening one. Yeah.
There's a beauty filter and everything that people use like crazy.
See, I don't like this because that's the charm of these little pictures. I mean, I love going back and looking at mine, you know, and being like, my God, I was a goofy looking little kid, you know? It's just all part of growing up.
Well, you're still kind of a goofy looking adult.
Absolutely am. But so, that's the charm of these photos.
I feel like this is split right down the middle. I mean, the phones are open if people want to talk
about
this.
Yeah, that's the thing. Let's
parents
talk about it.
Like the idea of retouching kids' photos, their school photos, or would you prefer that they look like they look? I got into this conversation many years ago with a very, very dear friend of mine, a mom with a couple of kids, and one of our kids was a kid who wore glasses. And I'll just say right up front, I thought they look great in glasses. You know, some people really pull that off and really rock it.
Yeah.
And this kid did. And every time the mom would take photos of that child, she would have the child take their glasses off. And I said, well, why are you doing that? And she said, well, you know, I think she looks better without. I said, but don't you years later want to look back and see pictures of how they really went through their day?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's who they were.
This is how they lived their life.
Yes.
It's not, you know, I don't know that you're trying to sell their pictures to modeling agencies. You know, this is, and she wasn't. It's just like, this is who they are.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't necessarily, and I'm a big talker. I say that, and then if I, you know, get the option and I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, my kid looks
much
better
horrible
with this filter.
Well, and part of it is like you do take these pictures and you do send them off. We do. We send them off to family out of state. They get their little wallet and everything. It's like, do you want your kids to look the best as they possibly can when they send these things out? I mean, are we going to get to a point, like, I looked at a couple of our kids' photos, and they're missing teeth and stuff, you know, just the natural process of life. They're missing teeth in some of these school photos. Are we going to have them Photoshop teeth in so they have a full set of chompers and then whiten them? You know, it's a little ridiculous at some point.
If you think about it, we do kind of job the system anyway, right? Because we want the pictures to have great lighting.
Yep.
You do. We know it's picture day, so what do? We put them in certain clothes that they normally don't wear.
Sure, it's
to
picture
school,
clothes, yeah.
Right?
We do
and
that.
And so you're already cheating to a certain extent.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of where do you draw the line in how we're going to cheat this.
There's also a thing now, which was never offered, I don't think, when I was growing up, that you can actually have your photos retaken. Just if they come back as complete trash, then you can even just sign up to have them retaken, a second photo shoot. Which, again, if it's complete trash, I want that.
How embarrassing for that kid. Like, everyone else is going off to recess. I'm like, no, I got to go get my pictures taken again.
I was ugly in my picture.
I had a bat in a cave or something. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, man. It just seems like we're going so far into making everybody seem so perfect, you know? I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I'm a big fan of the embrace the flaws, you know? But then, you know, is this translating, I wonder, into high school? Because, you know, with some, you know, you break out a little bit and stuff in high school. Is that something the high school kids want removed?
Well, for sure.
You think?
For sure. And again, another way that I think we might be a little bit hypocritical is that if you go and have 20 pictures taken just with friends out in the evening, you know darn well you'll flip through and there's only certain ones that you will deem okay to post.
Oh, yeah.
And the rest, you don't think you look good enough for them.
Yeah.
So what's
the difference leading the charge here. Yeah.
Do you think it's a good idea or not? Amy wrote in and said, I've done this. My daughter doesn't have the greatest skin, and we had some of her photos touched up, and they look great. So what's wrong with that? That's from Amy.
That's good.
Shell said, we had that option recently with my son's school photos, and I said no. And sure enough, the pictures came back and looked pretty bad. I wish I had now, but it's not a big deal. My school pictures were a nightmare, too.
That's the thing. You're going to look at these years later and be like, oh, my gosh, these were bad.
Now, here's what I'm wondering. Our lines are jam-packed, so yeah. We're going to take calls. But before we go to the phones, let me throw something out there. And I'm not trying to be all Mr. Conspiracy Theory.
Okay.
But is it possible that the school photo companies are making this an option now, and they might intentionally put out some bad photos of kids?
Oh, I see. So they're like, on three, one, two, click.
So that, yes, so that down the road,
uh-huh.
You know, next year, parents will be like, oh, remember how that turned out.
I got to spend the $12 to remove the freckles.
Right, while their best friend, you know, paid for it, and they look like, you know, they're dazzling in their photos.
You might be onto something.
Well, I'm just always thinking about these things. Hello, Meg. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think about this?
I'm all for it. I think we've been doing it for years. Remember back in high school, you could get your braces removed from your senior photos.
No.
And I think we're just now doing it younger kids. Maybe Jeremy remembers that you can get your braces.
Shut up, Meg.
When Dom got his senior photo taken, it was one of those guys that got behind the curtain, you know, and he had to put the thing over.
They put the little thing
over.
It's
like an old West photo.
I think we're just doing it for younger kids now. I didn't have specific boxes on mine to check. It was just a blanket. Do you want retouching? And my kid's hair was jacked up, so I just took a chance and checked it, and I hope that whoever does the editing notices that his hair needs to be fixed.
What's wrong with
his
hair?
It's pretty darn funny. It's bad.
It's like sticking out sideways. Like, it just, yeah, it's not good.
Here's where I feel like it would come in helpful, because I know a lot of times if we send our kids off to school for photo day, they are in their nice clothes, their hair's perfect. We tell them, you know, to smile, blah, blah, blah. But this last time that Reed did it, they took photos like after lunch and after recess.
Yeah.
So they go outside and tear it up. And they look like hell when they come back in and they're, you know, supposed to do pictures after recess.
That makes them natural looking.
It is natural. Yeah, it is.
Meg, thank you for calling us.
Bye, Meg.
And I'd love to see a picture of your kid's hair. I just would.
Uh-huh.
Here comes Andy. Good morning, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you this morning?
We're so smooth and beautiful.
Yeah. We've been retouched.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of this idea?
I think it's wrong. I think it sets unrealistic expectations. It just, you know, feeds into that whole everybody has to look perfect. Everything has to be perfect. It's not realistic. You know, it just sets unrealistic expectations for these kids, especially when you look back and they're comparing, you know, these teenage girls especially have an issue with how they look and this need to fit into what, you know, is socially acceptable or what they believe is socially acceptable. And you look back at these pictures of when they were younger and they start, you know, doing a comparison. I just don't think it's right. I think we need to take a snapshot of our kids.
That's a huge part of it. That's a huge part of this. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Now, I agree with what you're saying. However, playing devil's advocate, You're talking about the unnatural expectations, but those unnatural expectations are already part of the norm, and the kids are already using those filters on everything they do. So what you're saying is 90% of the stuff that you do, you can touch up, but not this one thing. The expectation is already there that they will be able to fix everything. So now what do? You can't put the genie back in the bottle.
You can go against the norm, though.
That's very true, but it's the parents at this point. It's not the kids that are doing it. It's the parents that are saying that the way that your photos come out in a natural, just get you a snapshot out of time, are not good enough. We need to touch them up to make you look perfect.
That's
or to
fair
make
enough.
It a better picture.
Right, right.
We got to run. Andy, thank you for that
great
call.
Thank you, Andy. Very thoughtful.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the show with us. I'm just going to go ahead and warn everybody who's on the line. We're not going to be able to get to every call. We're going to run out of time. We'll do the best we can. Here's Chris. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What do you think of this idea of touching up kids' school photos?
I don't agree with it. Like, I agree with the last caller. I think as a parent, like, when you're a parent and you're like, oh, you're not good enough for these pictures and we need to retouch your face. Like, we need you to take off your glasses so that you're prettier. Like, what are
that
you telling your
weird.
Kid?
Like, what if like, something, I know, I'm trying to think, Lila had something happen. But when my daughter had something happen to her face, I don't know, it was a few years ago, like a cat scratched her or something like that. I mean, then she had this big scratch on her face for one of the photos. Is that appropriate to have that removed?
I think it's a good memory. Not like a good memory, like it wasn't fun, but it's like, oh, that's funny when she's like a teenager.
I mean,
you're like,
remember that time you almost lost an eye?
Yeah, like remember that time you cut your hair the day before?
Right.
Like, that's
right.
Not funny.
Hey, I'm with you. I am with you.
Things like take off your glasses so you're prettier. That's messed up telling your kid that he's going to be wearing these glasses every day until they're an adult and can get LASIK.
What do they think about every day then? Like, they're like, do I look horrible with these glasses on? I hate that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Chris,
so
I'm glad you called us.
They're not good enough.
Thank you for
being
on the show with us.
Bye.
We appreciate
you. Thank
you. I have this memory of young Dominic when he was really, I don't know, two or something, one maybe.
Uh-huh.
And you know how they are toddlers, right? And then they stumble around. They're just getting their legs under them. They're just walking. And he took a spill and hit right next to his eye.
Ooh, yeah.
And it was a really bad little mark there next to his eye.
Black and blue.
And danged if like 2 days later he didn't hit something else on the other side of the other eye.
Oh.
And we had some picture taken of him and we laughed saying, it looks like he lives in the most dangerous house in the world. But it was a snapshot out of time where he was just running into
things. He was just clumsy, yeah.
Yeah, he was a clumsy little kid. And to us, it was funny as hell. It's like, my God, he looks like he's gone like a couple of rounds with Mike Tyson or something.
In that junior MMA class.
Yeah, what the hell? But you know what? That's
now you can look back and be like, oh my gosh, that's funny.
It's funny now. Here's Teo. Teo, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Morning.
So what do you think about this?
I think it's perfectly acceptable, especially for middle and high school students. I have a 14 and 15-year-old, and their school photos are also their school IDs. So they carry these IDs around, and they've got a little acne. My 15-year-old just started shaving. He's got all these nicks. So I totally touched up my kids' photos this year.
That is a that's a fair point. That you're right. They use those photos for a lot.
They do, yeah.
And Teo, let's just remember that kids can be so cruel to one another.
That's right. They can be.
That's absolutely right. I did not do it when they were younger, but heck, you know, now that they're older and they're carrying these IDs around. I don't like it when I get a bad driver's license photo, you know? So.
Oh, yes,
what
I'm with you.
Point.
I'm so with you.
That's a great point. Hey, thank you for taking the time. Have a
You're
fun
welcome.
Day. Okay?
See you later.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. And we're gonna try to squeeze in one more, but Amy, we've got to make it really fast. So
okay.
What do you want to say about this?
My senior. I have a senior this year, and of course, he never nicks his mouth when he shaves. And sure as you know what, he nicked his lip and started bleeding. And since senior pit portraits are super expensive, I'm like, touch it up.
Yeah, I get it with the senior portraits.
Yeah, or like pimple, you know, it always happens on the special
right,
because so,
those are, that's hundreds of dollars worth of pictures.
Oh, hundreds. So yeah, I would say that. And then through junior high, it's like high school, let them decide. They see that student ID, like the last caller said, they see it right away. So if you want to have retouches, that's their choice if they feel comfortable enough to do it.
So what you're saying, though, is like second grade, no.
Oh.
But high
K
school.
K through five or six.
Yeah, that's a no.
Their choice. Junior high, like, you know, just making them feel more comfortable, their choice. I let it be their choice.
I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Amy.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Apologies, everyone else. We couldn't get to all the calls today. That was quite the hot button, wasn't it?
It was, man. People fired
I like
up.
What some of those callers had to say, though. Especially the thing about the student ID and for the senior photos, for sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's their choice at that point. So we're big talkers. Next time we get headshots, just let's say, yeah, don't retouch them.
Right.
Just leave them as is.
Oh, my God. Well, this was cool. Thanks to everyone who called in.